and welcome to Brilliantly's Guided Meditation Series. I'm Sarah Dade, and I will be taking you through a guided meditation about creating healthy distance while providing empathy to those around us. You know, oftentimes it is difficult for us to maintain distance with emotions and empathy at the same time, and it can be a struggle. So this guided meditation will help you envision maintaining distance and empathy within your relationships, especially during the holiday season. But this is something that you can use all year round. Your boundaries preserve your energy while providing empathy. So let's begin with some relaxation. You can lay down or sit up, whatever is most comfortable for you. Now just consider what it means to have distance and empathy. And envision the ways of applying these concepts to your everyday life. Just be still. Let's just focus on relaxing your mind. Taking a nice deep inhale in through the nose. And let's exhale that out through the mouth. Go ahead and keep going with that. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out through the mouth. Let it out. Let any tension out. Keep going. All right, we're relaxing our mind. The body is relaxing, you're getting comfortable. Just keep with your breath and just observe your body for the next few moments without trying to do anything at all. Notice the tiny changes that are happening. Notice those tiny muscles relaxing slowly and letting go of tension. And without much effort, the tension is slowly disappearing, releasing. Relaxing. Feel the tiny movements in your muscles as they relax and let go. Feel your shoulders relaxing down deeper. Your neck is relaxing too. Back is relaxing into a comfortable space, and you feel your spine adjusting. All these little bits of tension are leaving you from your back, your neck, your arms, your hands. You feel small movements in your legs and your feet as your lower body relaxes. With your breathing, feel your body just feeling heavy, like you're getting heavier and heavier with each little bit of relaxation that's entering your body. Just notice the natural changes in your body's position as the muscles relax and become filled with relaxation. Oh, so comfortable. Go ahead and relax here. All Over the next few minutes, your body will continue to relax more and more. As you become comfortable and calm, just allow that pleasant feeling of relaxation in. Don't resist it. It's okay. You are safe. You are allowed to relax. Now that you're relaxing, just begin thinking about the concept of empathy. Consider what it means to have empathy for others. Empathy means that you can express understanding of what the person is going through and comprehend how the person has told you their feelings. Now think about boundaries. Boundaries are the limits and expectations you maintain in a relationship. Our relationships have different roles and expectations, but consider what is appropriate, what is effective, what those boundaries look like in your life. Now I want you to consider how those two concepts can exist at the same time. It is possible to care and not carry others' emotional weight. Listen to that again. You can care but not carry. You can show empathy, caring, and understanding. Take a deep breath in here. Exhale it out. It is important to create a mental separation between yourself and the situation so you do not become stressed and upset. So create an image in your mind now of you with effective boundaries, but also with compassion, caring, understanding. Picture yourself interacting with friends, family, clients, colleagues, all with compassion while keeping your distance. Here are some affirmations to help you incorporate these healthy benefits of boundaries around these principles. Listen to them and reflect. You may repeat each phrase silently in your mind if you'd like. You cannot own someone else's problems. Other people's issues are not your own. You show respect for others by not taking on their problems. Empathy is to show compassion for the struggles others might be going through. Your role is to offer support but not fix. Other people's problems are not yours to fix. All of us have the right to fix our own problems, not someone else's. You can offer tools and support to give people the opportunity to fix their problems. And you are not able to help someone if you are taking on their problems. What you can do is you can help people identify their strengths. You can encourage people to use their strengths to problem solve. You can help people focus on the positives and foster their inner self-esteem. You are the most effective when you take care of yourself. So just relax now and contemplate some of these affirmations and let the ideas become part of your consciousness. Let's all just recite this to ourselves. I can care, but I will not carry. I will care, but I will not carry. And it is safe to set boundaries. I'll count to five now, and you can become more alert as I progress through each number. And if you'd like to stay asleep, you may. You can get deeper and deeper into your sleep as I count through. If you're going to wake up when I reach five, you're gonna be completely awake and alert and energetic and ready to face the hours ahead with clarity.